We wanted to get out of the studio. We're in here a whole lot. So we took a small crew over to San Francisco to take a look at the Holiday Spectacular, some of the devices that will be making their way over to Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, in January. So without further ado, hey, Brian, let's go ahead and take a look at some Martians. I'm Father Robert Ballester here at the Holiday Spectacular in San Francisco, taking a look at the Martian. No, not the movie, no, not the book, but the new line of watches. I'm standing next to Tabitha, who's going to explain what the Martian is all about. Now, Tabitha, there are a lot of smart watches on the market right now. What do you think sets the Martian line aside from everything else?
Well, the first and most obvious thing is the analog quartz watch design, where a lot of people that, especially that are fashion conscious, really want the look of a traditional watch, but they still don't want to miss anything, whether it be an email, a call, a notification from Facebook, something like that. We don't want to miss anything. We live in that day and age where everything is important, and we all carry around these huge phones that you don't want to take out of your pocket or bag 100 times a day. So it makes more sense to say, oh, I'm getting a notification. It's an email. I'll deal with that later. Or this notification is a call from my mom. I can answer it quickly, tell her I'm on my way home, hang up, and then go about my day.
We're starting to see this trend more and more in the smartwatch realm. The first generation was really, well, it was a touch device in the shape of a watch. But more and more, discerning customers want an actual watch, a timepiece that actually could stand up on its own as far as style and design is concerned. So the question has always been, how do you integrate smartwatch functions into a design that they want? Tell me, what are the distinctive pieces of function and feature and style on the Martian watches?
Martian is taking a bit of a contrarian point of view, like you've mentioned. We already have a $600 or $700 phone that we're carrying around. We didn't feel the need to duplicate what the phone already does. We just want to make a fashionable, nice-looking timepiece that will still keep you connected to your phone, even though you don't have it right in your hand.
Okay, let's go down the feature list. What will I be able to access? What can I communicate with one of your watches?
Any notification that comes to your phone will be pushed to the watch. You can filter out notifications that you don't want to come to your watch. Let's say Facebook isn't what you want to be bothered with during your workday. You can filter that out completely, or you can set specific vibration patterns for each notification. So you know just by the feeling of it coming in, that's an email, that's a call, that's a text. So you don't have to worry about being bothered with things you don't want to be bothered with. If, say, we're doing something important like this versus every 2 seconds looking at your watch.
Okay, Tabitha, the big question, pricing and availability. If they're looking to get one of these or just try it out, where can they go? How much is it going to cost them? And when can they pick one up?
Okay. This new active line is available now at martianwatches.com from $249 to $299, depending on the style you choose. And several of the styles are also available at Bloomingdale's in the men's section.
Tabitha, thank you very much for speaking with us, and thank you very much for showing us a new concept for smartwatches. If you want a smartwatch that isn't really a smartwatch, you got to check out Martian, because, well, they're out of this world. Now, Cranky Hippo says that my puns are annoying, but, well, that's exactly why I'm going to keep doing them.